The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Hello, humans. This is God. Today on the God Pod, comedian Corey Ryan Forrester is here. Hey, Corey, what's up?
Hey, God.
We'll talk to Corey and see what he's been up to. I'm also here today with Jesus and the Holy Spirit. What's up?
Hey, God.
Hey, God.
Did someone just crack a beer?
No, it's I'm on the righteous path. It's a blueberry and pomegranate sparkling water.
Nice.
Love
is that
this.
A bubbly or are you on the LaCroix?
Listen to me. I have the Bublé's down there, but I also fancy me an Aha from time to time. Shameless plug.
Is that Oprah brand?
Probably Aha, yeah.
I like the cherry Bublé.
They're good.
He gets paid $500 every time he cracks one open. Okay. Moses couldn't be here today. I guess he's out sick. I think he's just so crushed from watching his team go down in flames. Who called it? Who called it?
Me and you. Me and God.
God and the Holy Spirit called it. Everybody laughed at my method of predicting. But what do you know? It was, what a slaughter.
Yeah, it was so bad.
It's like nobody on that field knew how to play.
No, it's like, aren't you paid to be good? What is going on?
I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I quite enjoyed it because I was able to, like, at halftime, I just went and watched the rest from my bed, you know, like, because I knew kind of the deal.
You knew what
like,
was
I kept
happen.
One, yeah. I kept one eye open just in case, because, like, I was like, well, you know, I've seen Tom Brady come back in worse situations, and Patrick Mahomes is amazing, but I was able to kind of just relax. Also,
yeah.
I was out in my garage, and I had it turned on in my car radio, and y'all should have heard. So because they cut away for TV, you didn't get to see much of the guy streaking, right?
What?
Yeah, I didn't see any
of
it.
No, right, because they intentionally cut away from it. So this dude ran out, and he had on, like, pink panties and a bra, and they cut away from it. They cut away from it on TV, but on the radio, it was the funniest thing I've ever heard because the radio announcer, at first, he was like having a pretty good sense of humor about it. He was like, he's at the 50, the 45, the 40, there he goes. Yeah. And then he like immediately realized what was going on, and he just goes, he's wearing a pink bra. Young man, put your pants back on and be a man. This is the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
That went on for like 45 seconds, and it was super hilarious. But then, so I called my buddy. I was like, oh, my God, did y'all just see that? And they're like, they must have cut away from it, but you could hear it on the radio.
That's incredible.
What broadcast are you listening to?
It was just ESPN here in Chattanooga, so I don't know, whatever, you know. Just
he's
I
at
got
the
40.
My... He's at the 50. I love
it. Yeah, it was great. And then he got mad. Young man, this is a Super Bowl. Put your pants on.
Show some respect.
Yeah.
Show some respect for the office of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, so much to talk about there. But we need to issue a correction first. We got some stuff to take care of. Because last week, Jesus incorrectly referred to Mary Magdalene as a prostitute. And our fans are pissed because apparently she was no such thing. The prostitute was a different woman. Mary was a very common name at the time. It was, you know, the name of his girlfriend, the name of his mother, the name of some random hooker. The Mary Magdalene being a whore thing didn't show up until the year 591. There was some Pope Gregory the First who in a speech conflated Mary Magdalene with Mary of Bethany,
right,
and the unnamed sinful woman who anoints Jesus' feet. And ever since then, everybody's like, Mary Magdalene was a hooker. Jesus dated a hooker.
Right, right. I apologize.
Yeah, yeah. And I apologize also for not immediately correcting him, but I kind of like to stand back and let him get crucified.
We know.
And, you know, all I can say is we regret the error and apologize for what Jesus said.
And apologize to Mary. I apologize to Mary.
Okay, well, if I were Mary of Bethany, I'd be fucking suing right now.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Because I've never heard of Mary of Bethany.
Well, do you want to get sued? We're going to have her on the pod. But you have to understand that Jesus was dropped on his head quite a bit as a baby.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So it's not canon. Like, this is like... like Mary Magdalene is a whore, but like in the extended universe, like it's not
like fanfic. Yeah.
In the drunk Pope fanfic.
Yeah.
Universe. It's just something that's like a lie that became what people believe. People believe what they want to believe, and they want to believe that innocent ass Jesus was hanging out with hookers. Right. I don't know why. They're just like, didn't he date hookers?
The dad is always trying to act like his son doesn't hang out with hookers. That's really cute. Like, I've known enough senators to where they're like, my son, he would never hang out with a hooker. You know, so like, this is pretty on par.
I'm just proud I kept him off the pole. not the crucifix, but the pole. So
the stripper pole?
Yeah, the stripper pole.
You don't know about my life.
Oh, saucy.
Jesus.
All right, let's answer a question from one of our new patrons. Steven asks, as a new heathen, I'd like to discuss a topic I've always struggled to understand, namely the apparent incompatibility of omniscience and omnipotence. How can God be both all-knowing and all-powerful?
Dumb question.
What's that? A dumb question?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Because I'm just confused why he needs to know this for his, like, do you think he's actually thought about this his whole life?
I think, yeah, a lot of people are wrestling with whether or not I'm real and all powerful and all knowing. And, you know.
Okay. I thought his question was more like, how can you be both at the same time?
Yeah, exactly. It's a logical impossibility. And all I would say is that I'm neither, actually. Most days I struggle to get out of bed. I didn't get out of bed today until like 12:30. Don't get me wrong. I used to be a total badass back in the day. But whatever I once was, I'm no longer that.
That's a Toby Keith song.
I can barely even do my laser eye beams anymore. People make fun of me. I don't know how to fix any of this evil. And, you know.
It's like if you're playing The Sims and, you know, you're a human, you're playing The Sims, like, you know, you can see everything. So you're all knowing and you can kill them anytime you want and you're all powerful.
Whoa.
And that's easy to understand.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what? Exactly. Fuck their little philosophical questions.
Steven just wanted to ask a smart question. Get out of here, Steven, with a V.
We really love you, Steven, because you're a new patron. Thanks for joining. But yeah.
Can I follow up on that?
Just in general, yes. Fuck logic. Yeah.
Well, I've always worried, not worried, wondered about that situation where it's like if you know everything, then do I have free will? Because like if you knew what was already going to happen, isn't that the same thing as you just doing it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't have free will. You should watch Doves on Hulu. What's on FX? It'll fuck you up.
Doves?
Devs, D-E-V-S.
I haven't heard of that one yet.
Doug's.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Doug, the cartoon Doug. Oh my god, no.
All right.
Anyway, we're living in a simulation, everybody.
Yeah, that checks out.
Right. Well, all I know is it doesn't feel like I know everything, and I certainly think that humans have free will, because if I'd planned all this, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Well, that's what I was asking.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Listen, you're going to have to stop thinking I'm so perfect and everything, okay? I can fly. I can do some laser eye beams.
But you said that you were, but...
I try to build myself up, okay? I struggle with, like, low self-confidence. So sometimes I'm, like, doing my affirmations. I'm like, I am all-powerful. I know everything. I'm awesome. And people take that seriously. And that's their problem.
That is a problem we have with when people say stuff.
Yeah, you just take everything so seriously. So anyway, to wrap this segment up, if you want us to answer your questions on the God Pod, join our Patreon. You'll gain extra content
We'll bully you.
You'll have fun. Patreon.com/thegodpod. Yeah, we'll laugh at your questions and mock your logic. So welcome back, Corey. How have you been? How about that Super Bowl, huh? I saw you tweeting about Andy Reid's feed bag. That was another thing I missed.
You know what's funny is that I lost, like, literally, I didn't want to post about it because I didn't want to double down. I lost, like, 175 followers yesterday. And I was sitting there thinking, like, usually whenever I lose followers, I usually go, yeah, I mean, I get it. Yeah. But, like, I started thinking, I was like, all I did was post about football. And then it clicked with me. I was like, oh, right. There's Jesus. A lot of people that have been following me lately that just think that I'm the screamy scream guy that gets upset politically. And then when they see anything that doesn't fit that, like, they're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
He's a person.
Don't we all have that go through that? Yeah.
It's like, I mean, either that or like these people like are like so big of fans of Andy Reid that just reading the fact that I called his mask a feed bag. Is it like, dude, look, it looks like an anteater's face. Like, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I think he was double masking.
My favorite thing that I tweet, don't you? I know that y'all know this. Like, when you tweet something, you're just like, this is the one, and then it gets nothing. My favorite joke that I wrote from the Super Bowl was, do you know how many people are currently asking a cardboard cutout for pills? # Super Bowl, # Tampa, which I thought was funny because there were so many cardboard cutout people. But see, apparently that's why people unfollowed me. It wasn't that good.
It was. No, we like it.
I enjoy.
No, I think you're right. You don't go after Andy Reid for his feedback while he's losing the Super Bowl. Chiefs fans are like, not on my watch.
Also,
I thought he really had a feedback. I read your tweets and I take it as the gospel truth.
Also, that that CGI of Vince Lombardi, I didn't care for that. And look, look, I don't know the guy. I don't know the guy. And look, you can cut this, and people can be mad at me for saying this all I want, but like, I had a hard time going, really? Would Vince Lombardi be talking to these black guys like this? I don't know. Like, it just seemed a little shoehorned in. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I just imagine him, just part of his soul is in that hologram. And he's just like, why am I?
It was rough.
Why am I here? Why am I not burning in hell?
It was very rough to see.
Please.
But I did enjoy the Super Bowl. I like, you know, I'm going to get a lot of hate for it. But like, I'm sure that I wouldn't like Tom Brady as a person. But as a sports fan, knowing that I'm living in this moment of like, we'll never see this type of thing again, I can't help but just be kind of enveloped in it. And it's like, wow, I mean, and now everybody can shut up. He went to another team. He won a Super Bowl. Can we hush now? Like, it's done. So it was pretty cool as a sports fan to see. Fuck Kansas City, too, off top.
Oh, shit. We're going to lose some fans. It's fine.
Good thing
there's some new patrons from the Kansas City. I do like your barbecue. LC's in Kansas City is my favorite barbecue spot in the world.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane how many Super Bowls this guy. He's probably going to play till like he's 65.
Well, why wouldn't he? Like, I know there's a lot of people like, he needs to retire right now. And it's like, if you just won the Super Bowl, why wouldn't you think you could go win another Super Bowl? You know?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. One time they saw a Trump hat, like a red hat, in his locker.
No, again, I don't think me and this guy would get along that good, but we're also two very different people. He's like real good and stuff, you know, like he's like a different tier of human being.
Yeah, he doesn't eat tomatoes.
We
can't compete with that.
Didn't he like renounce the Trump stuff though? Like, didn't he go, oh, gee shucks, that was on, you know, I'm sorry.
Bill Belichick put that in his locker, yeah. I'm just proud that I called the game correctly. I said the Buccaneers were going to win, and Moses laughed. That's why he's not here today. Can't take the heat. Mm-hmm. I last week
he did
I was
get too drunk, right? Like, that's the whole, like,
yeah, that's really what it is.
Like, we're all saying like he's sick, but it's like the day after his team lost the Super Bowl. Like,
oh yeah, he made it clear that he's puking.
Yeah.
Okay, so too much alcohol, too many edibles, but I was Google searching 1812, the War of 1812, because it's been on my mind since the Capitol
attack.
That's
my second favorite war.
Yeah, yeah. What was your first favorite? Star Wars?
Civil, for sure.
What?
Civil War.
Civil War? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Star Wars trilogy.
Why do dudes have favorite wars?
If you live here, you have to say it's the Civil War. Like, I've got the battlefield right here in my backyard. Like, cannons, man, you can't beat cannons.
Yeah, which side? Oh.
Anyway. What do I say or what do I feel? Union. Woo! Go Union!
Woo! I've had it on my mind since the Capitol attack, and we were using the song as our theme song. And so I just Googled it, because I was like, man, why aren't there any good movies about that? And I saw all the movies about the War of 1812 are called The Buccaneer. And I was like, this is too fucking weird for it not to be like a sign from me. I try to hide the results for myself, but I can't, you know. So I put a million space bucks down on the Buccaneers. And,
Dogecoin.
I still haven't been able to collect, though. I haven't gotten a response to my email, but we'll see. Anyway, we've wasted so much time.
I'm sorry. That's what happens when I'm here.
I love it. You've gone like mega viral since the last time you've been here. You've gotten the God bump, right?
Yes,
you're getting 2.5 million, 10 million views.
Yeah.
By being Screamy McScreamerson, as you said, that shit really worked.
Yeah. It's like so bittersweet. Because there's part of me sincerely that's like, you know, it is nice that the thing that resonated the most with people was me being like my true self. Like, that's cool, you know. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, I'm like, there wasn't no jokes in that goddamn video. You know what I mean? Like, that wasn't funny. Did you see this one I did last week that had like 15 jokes in like 30 seconds? Like, share that shit. Come on.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, it's nuts. And it's one of those things that like,
it's weird.
The first one I put out once very similar to that, like during the Capitol insurrection, and it kind of went off. And then the Marjorie thing, like that's so very close to home. Like, as a lot of people y'all know, but maybe I haven't said it on here, I live in District 14, you know, which is
where
crazy.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is your representative.
Yeah.
Not my representative. You were made for this moment. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's
like
all
this
been,
is so keystone to who, you know.
Well, Trey is like the OG liberal redneck in terms of that's what his character was called. But that's definitely how I like identify myself. Like, if someone just needed me to explain my worldview, the easiest thing for me to say was like, I'm a liberal redneck. Like, I unapologetically sound like this. I unapologetically, you know, like being in the woods and. And my brother-in-law shoots deer, and that hits for me.
You love going on hikes.
Yeah, I'm a redneck type dude, but like at the same, but I'm not stereotypically what most people think when they think
you're just not.
Dude.
Yeah, you're not a bigoted shit stain and of a human being.
And like, there's two, like the positive of that is like just being me is so different, and in the entertainment world, different is the thing to be. So that works out for me. But at the same time, like my goal is for people to not hear my accent and immediately think, oh my God, you know, hide our black cousins. Here comes this guy, you know?
Yeah, no, so, well, I'll tell you, it's worked on me.
Well, good. I'm glad. Thank you, God.
it's certainly worked on, you know, I remember the first time exactly seeing Trey Crowder on TV and you're just like, wow, this is awesome. This is so nice to know that, you know, oh yeah, not everybody in the South is a fucking hideous bigot.
But what's crazy though about this lady, this Marjorie Green Taylor, is that she's made a tiny section of the South even worse for people. Like, because so I was in a like a writer's room the other day doing like punch up on this script, and they all found out they could hear my accent. So like they obviously knew what part of the world I was kind of from. But I think because of the election and stuff, everybody's like, well, maybe he's from Georgia, you know, they flipped. That's all right. Like, it's possible that these people exist. But then I like, so one of them brought up Marjorie Taylor Greene and I was like, yeah, I'm from her district. And like, just, they were just like, the tone changed and they were just like, are you serious? Like you're, and I was just like, yeah, like all that district also isn't like that, you know, like,
I know it's crazy how dumb everyone is. Right? Like,
yeah, for sure. But like, for the most part, I get like, I'm not, if you have some negative views about people in the South, I'm never going to be the person that says, we haven't earned that at all. What's
it's
your
just been,
problem?
It's been hammered home so hard in the movies and TV shows. It's just like, it's such a stereotype, cliche type of thing. And it's got to piss you off so much.
It does a lot.
At a time when Georgia turned blue and handed the Senate to the Democrats. And then at the same time, down there in Chickamauga,
God,
you got
it.
This. Sorry.
It is right. No, it's right there. I mean,
it's right there. Yeah. And it's, oh, damn, man. Fucking people. The people down at the supermarket. Do they scare you? Like, you're so, like, outspoken against them. Is it scary to live there?
I'm real glad we wear masks. you know, like, although granted, I'm also always wearing a trucker cap and like some big ass, you know, Michael Jordan shoes. Like, people can see me coming a mile away. But like, yeah, and like, look, these people, I think they've known how I felt for a long time. Their problem, though, is that now that I'm getting like actual recognition for it and like going on television and stuff, now it's like, oh, God, we've always known Corey thought that. But like, he wasn't actually representing us. But with the Marjorie Taylor Greene stuff, it's so sad that I have to measure it like this, but the Marjorie Taylor Greene video did bigger numbers than my video on the Capitol insurrection, but I got less death threats from it. If that, yeah, like when I put out the Capitol insurrection video, dude, it was nothing but, I mean, I've pretty much for my whole career gotten, you idiot, you dumb pieces, all misspelled, you know, messages, but like, it was just straight up like, you know, I'll fucking kill you.
Those are in the replies?
Yeah. Not necessarily like DMs, because I wouldn't open them, but like you know, you get the preview and like I can pretty much tell, I can see what a death threat looks like in 4 words.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, a lot of the replies were just like, you better hope you never run into a real American. The subtext there being, I guess, that real Americans will
murder their fellow citizens because they are using their free speech to exercise their opinion.
Exactly. But most people around here that I think feel a certain way about me, they also have known me for a long time. And like, I've probably like beat the shit out of one of their cousins. Like, I'm not like,
Corey's a man's man.
I'm not
okay.
Like,
he likes wars and beating up your cousin.
I'm not a tiny dude, is what I'm saying. Like, most of them, I think they're just gonna like, it's so funny how many comments I'm like, they're like, it's so, oh, real brave of you to make this video from behind your phone. And I'm like, what are you doing right now?
Yeah.
Like, what are we both doing? Come on.
I mean, it's easy to say that they're all digital warriors, but these people like attacked the fucking Capitol.
Yeah.
They were ready to like, if AOC had just like stumbled out into the hallway at the wrong moment, they would have descended on her like piranha.
It's so funny too, speaking of AOC, because like, so apparently AOC, there's like the Capitol building and then there's like a place where like they all go hang out, you know, and like she was over there, right? Which is like fine, you know, but she was talking the other day about how she was traumatized after the event. Yeah. And one of my buddies was messaging me and he's like, he goes, man, I can't tell what's dumber, this Marjorie Taylor Greene stuff or this AOC stuff. And I told him, I said, well, I don't know what the AOC stuff is, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Marjorie Taylor Greene shit's a lot dumber. Like, I know technically it's like, yeah, of course you'd think that, Corey, you're a Democrat, but I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that. And I was like, what's the AOC stuff? And he goes, she was talking about how she was traumatized after the Capitol insurrection. And then turns out she wasn't even there. Right. And I was like, okay, well, I wasn't at 9/11, you know, but like, that was still like I had to process that. And also like, I can understand someone, if they're in her position, being traumatized by like, these people were coming for people like her.
Yeah. And she was very close. They were, and
even if she wasn't,
connected by tunnel to the Capitol, right. And they're like, but coming like, for them.
Even if she wasn't.
Yeah. Everybody who watched that shit is traumatized.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course. But like, even if she wasn't, like, it's just so funny to me, like the right always does this shit where like, everything is black and white to them. It's like, Marjorie Taylor Greene lied and said that there's Jewish space lasers, but AOC lied and said she was in the Capitol. She wasn't. Both are lies. Therefore, both are equally as bad.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And it's like, first off, AOC wasn't even a lie. All she said was, I'm traumatized, and she's very allowed to be that. But like, they always do that thing. They do that whataboutism, except for it's always just like, dude, how can you not see that y'all's thing right now, at least, is way crazier than that thing?
Just the fact that they use violence and death threats as a constant threat.
On the daily.
Yeah, AOC. Imagine being within 100 feet of the Capitol and knowing what... that she's who she is. Like,
right.
these people, just the fact they're like, they're issuing death threats, and they're like, but you didn't even die. I'm sorry. Now right. I want to say it like I hear your accent, and I want to speak in your accent because I love it so much.
It's flattering.
It is the sincerest form of flattery.
Yeah, it's flattering. I don't care.
You didn't even die.
But did you die? But did you die?
Yeah, sure. We threatened to kill you, and we showed up with ropes, and we had a guillotine and a fucking noose, but you didn't die.
Sorry, I went full James Vanderbeek from Varsity Blues there. I don't want your life. You can do it. That was his mom. Come on, Jimmy, you can do it.
Oh, shit.
Sounded it's like Monday. A donkey lady.
After this, we're all watching Varsity Blues and having Movie Monday, just like on The Office.
I was going to say, just like on your favorite show.
Yes.
I love that quote from there. They're like, people work faster afterwards. Really? Magically, Michael? No, well, they have to make up for all the work that they made.
We find little pockets of time. I wanted to talk about this story real quick, and then I'm going to do a new commandment. Right-wing men fear coronavirus anal swabs coming to you.
Bring it. Finally!
Yeah, doesn't that just say it all?
I was wondering when this coronavirus was going to go to work for me.
So it's time for a new commandment.
That was our analysis on the story.
Oh, do you have more to say, Jesus? Please, yes. I think there is more to say.
I heard the anal swabs are more accurate. That's why it's a big thing. That's all I
need. Who told you that, Mary Magdalene?
There's a reason that's why they take our dog's temperatures that way.
Yeah.
Wait, so this is a real thing?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, but are they mandatory?
No, I don't know why these guys are freaking out.
Mandatory anal swabs. Fucking Democrats. All right, it's time for a new commandment. Thou shall not fear butt stuff so much, okay? So what if the vaccine is only given anally? It's for the good of all mankind. So bend over and take that shit. Get her done! The Lord has spoken.
I'm with you. I'm totally with you on that. Like, if the only way to get the vaccine is for them to, like, put it on Vin Diesel's wiener and... take it. Like, I want to get out there. Like, I'm ready to go to Hooters.
There needs to be a Hooters, but for buttholes.
I agree. Pooters.
If you're enjoying the God Pod, we would love your support at patreon.com/thegodpod. In addition to helping us grow, you'll also receive instant access to many more exclusive GodPod episodes. Thanks, humans!
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.